What's up, everyone? All right, Tuesday morning, here we are, second day of trading for the month of July, second day in this new office, but it's a red day. I am wearing a little bit of red today, and I hope it's not bad luck. I'm not gonna jump to any conclusions yet, but I'm a little nervous. So yesterday I made $8,000. Today I'm down $2,800. So, you know, it's my first red day in about a week and a half, and in the last week and a half I made $52,000. So that's 52 steps up and three steps down. So down, whatever, $3,000, say 2,800, three grand. It's all the same at this point. So, you know, a little bit of a step back, but not too bad. We'll really have to see how Thursday and Friday play out. I'm still green on the week, still green on the month, up about $4,000, $5,000. So, you know, I'm still in good shape, but, you know, let's see what comes next. Right now, I know I was trying to put the pedal to the metal today and be a little aggressive, and I got my hand slapped by the market. So, you know, a little bit of a step back, but, you know, again, it's part of the deal. And I should have known better because this is a holiday week and today was a half day in the market. So maybe I should have been a little more conservative, but you know what? That's all right. I'm gonna go into the week into the day off tomorrow, feeling good, relaxed, because you know what? I'm up $320,000 on the year. I'm green on the month and I'm in the driver's seat. I really am. You know, at this point in the year, if you're green, you know, you've got the wind at your back. It really is now just maintaining your pace, slow and steady, because coming into the fall, October, November, and December, those are historically my strongest months. It's actually November, December, and January. So I know with those coming up, those are gonna put me in really good shape to finish up the year strong. And right now it's just kind of trying to, you know, keep my pace, keep putting down some winners, and stay on track. So anyways, we'll break down the trades from today. It's you know, a little bit of a kind of crazy day. Had a bunch of trades, had some winners, some losers, all over the place. We'll break it all down in today's midday market recap. All right, everyone. So we're gonna break down the trades from today. Today is unfortunately my first red day in over a week. Last week was awesome. Had some really great trades, made $26,000. Yesterday, the momentum continued with $8,000 of profit. And then today, giving back a little bit of profit down $2,800. So I'll go over the trades here. I'm just gonna open up my broker account. One of the things that I try to do when I am having a bad day is at a certain point, I just close my account. I'm like, nope, I'm done for the day. I'm not gonna keep trading. Because if I keep it open and I keep it in front of me, inevitably I'll end up continuing to trade. And that's when I get myself into trouble. So I didn't want to do that today. I'm a little frustrated with a couple of the trades from this morning. And I really could have finished today in much better shape if I hadn't been so aggressive. So we'll break it down. Now, today started like any other day looking at our gap scanners. All right, so every single day we're looking at this scan to find the stocks that are gapping up the most in the entire market. So if we use historical date, and we search at 9:15, we'll see this morning that GBR was our leading gapper right here, gapping up 48%, which is a huge gap. Second leading gapper, MICT, third leading gapper, MXC, and you'll see I traded each of these. So for the most part, my strategy is to trade stocks that are on the scan, and then also, once the bell rings, to trade stocks that are on the high day momentum scanner. As it turns out today, I didn't do super well off the scanner. MXC, actually I lost on... I made a little bit of money on MICT. Made 170 on MICT, lost 408 on GBR, and lost 500 on MXC. My big winner was actually TGC, which was a total surprise move. It wasn't on my scanners. The bell rang, and all of a sudden TGC starts to take off, and I jumped in it. The scanner alert for us was at $1.01. And it hit a high of $2.47. It's 150% from the alert. So I'll show you that alert in a second. But the first stock, let's look at GBR. So GBR was gapping up, and initially, you know, I was thinking, Jesus, it's interesting because look at what happened yesterday. Yesterday, this big move pre-market and then it takes off when the bell rings. Today, this big move pre-market and then it takes off when the bell rings. It takes off pre-market and then when the bell rings, look at what happened. It literally dropped like 6 points from a high of 14 all the way back down to a low of 615. Isn't that crazy? What a drop. I mean, it's been a while. I don't even actually know the last time I saw a stock in our price range that dropped like that. It's just very unusual. So what I tried to do on this was I tried to do a bottom bounce. A little risky. But what I did was I waited for the first candle to go green. All right, so you saw the sell-off, sell-off, sell-off. I got in right here. First candle to go green, I jump in at, I got in a little bit higher. Let me go back on this. I'm going to go into a 10-second chart. All right, let's see. Back. So here we go. All right, so it starts to, it looks like it was starting to bounce right here. So I jumped in at 9.61. I wanted to get into the half dollar of 9.50, but I used my hotkey. And when you use a hotkey, you know, you're jumping right in at the current price. And for me, in this case, I was jumping in just a little high. So I got in at 61. I sold some at 73 and 74 as it pops up to a high of 77. And then it drops all the way back down to 9. And I sold at 9.50 and I sold the rest at 9.04. So, you know, a 70 cent loss or 60 cent loss from my initial entry on those last 1,200 shares. And so that put me down $406. So, you know, this one just, it wasn't ready to bounce. And it ended up going lower and continuing down. So just not an easy stock this morning. It was very, very weak. Kind of surprising considering the big pop that it made pre-market, but you know, for whatever reason, the bell rang and this thing just tanked. So I don't know, the price action on this one has been pretty wild the last couple days. Still no news to account for this move, and I guess it was a matter of time before it started to come back in. So anyways, lost $500 on it. I'm still up about $10,000 on this stock, so I'm not gonna be too disappointed on that. Oh, I guess $400 loss, so whatever. Not that disappointed about that. So next trade, MICT off the scanners. This one I jumped into for a break over 180. It started to curl up. I thought maybe it would retest the pre-market highs, but it ended up popping up, hitting a high of 195, and then fading. So I sold as it came back down and only made $169. So a very small win on that, basically. Like not a good trade. Next trade, MXC. This one I was hesitant about because the price is a little too high. I got in it and let's see. I got in for the break over 1250 as it was squeezing up right here. It hits a high of 1329, and then on this candle it drops all the way down to 1121, which is a 2-point drop. You know, that stuff is really hard to manage, and so I ended up stopping out as it came back down. It then curls back up. I get back in at 13 right here, and then I get out flat because I got in at 13. It drops to 12.85, and it came back up, and I got out break even. Actually, I got in at 13.20, so I was down like 40 cents. Excuse me. It comes back up, and I get out. Then it squeezes up to 14.20. So I was just like, you know what? This stock is a pain. I'm done with it. So lost $500 on that one. So those are my three trades so far. And then there's TGC. So I see TGC on the scans. It hits the scanners at a dollar. So the scanners that I use to find TGC, once the bell rings, the high day momentum scanners, we move them out of the way. We're not using those anymore. So we'll go put those like way over here. Don't need to look at them. All right, now the bell has rung. We're watching the high day momentum scanner. This scanner shows me stocks that are squeezing up right now. MICT was on the scan. GBR was on the scan pre-market. SAEX, didn't trade that. Here's TGC at $1.01. All right, guys, $1.01. It's gonna go up 150% from here. I'll make $2,200 on it. So it starts squeezing up, and as I see Initially, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm interested. And then right in this, it did a little 1 minute, oops, a little 1 minute micro pullback right here, right in this area at 120. And as it breaks over 120 and squeezes up, I jumped in, it squeezes up to 155. I jumped in with 15,000 shares, stepping up to the plate, big size, and I'm holding at an average of 130. So I'm up 3,000 bucks right there. It resumes from the halt. It's a 5 minute circuit breaker halt. It resumes, it hits 165, and I added, I said I was gonna add coming out of the halt. So I added at 165. So where is this ad? 164, there we go. I add, and then immediately I realize that I'm buying into a hidden seller. And so I try to get on the ask to sell. I don't sell, and it drops. It drops from 65 all the way down to a low of 30. Now I've got 17,500 shares, and I go from being up $3,000 to being down about 800 bucks, just like that. And I was like, dang it, you know, I'm already red on the day. This is not what I need. So as it pops back up, I start to ease out on the ask at 44 and 43. So I sell 15,000 shares at 44 and 43, and then boom, it pops up to $2, 210. How's that for frustrating? If I had held the whole thing, if I'd had like a mini stroke at my desk and fell over and woke up 15 minutes later, I would have been up $8,000. But I stopped out, I just got nervous, I bailed, it then pops up and, you know, I got back in and chased the momentum a little bit, but the trade was ruined. So what ruined it was this drop here. Obviously in a perfect scenario, that doesn't happen. You know, in a perfect scenario, they open higher and they continue. But in this case, it opened higher, it dropped, and then it surged up. And I never like when that happens because there are times, well, now let's just remember, this could have gotten halted going back down, right? It could have gotten halted going back down, and then what? I'm holding 17,000 shares in a halt going back down. It resumes at $1.10. That could have been a $5,000 loss. So it was the right thing for me to do to sell right here. It's just disappointing that I ended up missing so much of the profit. So it was actually about $3,000 of total profit. I then got back in right up here for the break of 250, and that ended up being a false break, and I stopped out as it came back down here to 210. So I lost $1,500 as it came back down. So I went from being, you know, up 3,000 on the day. After that trade, I was down like 1,500 bucks. And I gave back 1,500 bucks, so I was up 1,500. And then we had USEG hit the scanners. So USEG hits the scanners, and I jumped into it really quickly because USEG is energy. TGC is energy, all right? GBR is energy. So we've been seeing these energy stocks surge up, and I thought USEG being an energy stock might get sympathy momentum. So since these others were so strong, that this one might be strong as well. And so I jump into it. Let's see, here it is. It's on the scanner, 65, 68, 67, 70, 74, 75, 78. I got in it at 80 with 17,000 shares. So I take another really big position. It pops up to a high of 190. So I'm up 1,700 bucks. But I was looking for this to break two. I wasn't selling at 190. I wanted to see it break over $2. It hits 190, and what happens? 2 minutes later, it's back at 155, and I had to bail out. So I sold as it came back down, and so there I lost $3,000. And like that, I went from being up 1,500 on the day to down 1,500 on the day. Super frustrating. One of the most frustrating things for any trader is to go from green on the day to red. It's this feeling of you had it in your hand and you let it slip away. I mean, it's like imagine holding a handful of gold and standing in the ocean, and it's just, you let your hand go and it's gone. You'll never find it again. It's gone forever, right? That's kind of what it feels like. You got it. You got this win, and then it's gone. And there's just this incredible feeling of frustration when that happens. And here's the thing. Frustration is an emotion. And when you trade with emotion, look at the spreads on MXC right now. I was just looking at that, like that's a big spread. When you trade from an emotional place, when you're emotionally fueled, you end up getting too aggressive, you end up making mistakes, you can end up getting impulsive. And so for me, you know, I ended up being down $1,500. I recouped some of that loss on AMTX on my first trade on it. I jumped into AMTX. Initially, I wasn't that interested in it. But then as I saw it squeezing up here, I was like, okay, I'm going to jump on this momentum. It looks like it's obviously going parabolic. So I got in at 210 and added it to 20 and added it to 40 for the high day break, thinking over 250, maybe it would squeeze up towards 3. And so with this one, I had 10,000 shares and I sold 7,500. And so I was at that point down only about $500 on the day. And then I added back for the break over 240, and then I had to stop out here as it came back down to 2 and lost $1,500. So it's like, I even on that one, I had profit and I didn't hold it because I was looking for a bigger move. And, you know, we've been in a market where looking for bigger moves has not been unrealistic. Look at GBR from $1.99 to $12, right? Look at MXC. From $7 yesterday to $14 today. Looking for a big move is not unrealistic. We've been seeing a lot of big moves in this market. It just unfortunately didn't happen for me on USEG or really on AMTX. I mean, it happened AMTX from $1.50 to $2.40. That's a big move. I just got in a little too high and I didn't take the profit when I had it and I thought it would continue and I was wrong on that. So I guess what we haven't seen in the last, well, maybe we didn't see as much today is follow through on some of these stocks. GBR very weak, MXC rolled over, AMTX didn't hold up, USEG didn't do very well, MITC didn't do very well, and TGC actually has sold back down to $1.50. So we're kind of in one of those markets where the best opportunity is the first leg of the move, you know, kind of right in here. And you got to get in early. And if you're not in early, then it's like the train's left the station and you can try to grab a little piece of it up high and maybe you'll get lucky, but the risk is just becoming higher. So, you know, yesterday I made $8,000. I'm not going to beat myself up today. I'm still green on the month, which is great. I'm still green on the week. $8,000 yesterday was fantastic. But today, I think I was just, I was just wrong on USEG. That was the big one that got me. And I think that it could have just as easily worked. I think it could have just as easily gone to 2 and 210, 220, maybe 230. And that could have been a $4,000 or $5,000 winner. TGC could have just as easily opened at 160 and gone right to 175 and gotten halted and resumed at $2. I mean, that could have done it in one push and been a $10,000 winner. It just didn't happen today. So, you know, when I look back on my trades, is there anything today that I would do differently tomorrow? Well, tomorrow the market's closed for 4th of July. But is there anything I would do differently on Thursday? And I wouldn't. Honestly, I really wouldn't say there's a lot that I would do differently because all of these had that potential to go into a circuit breaker halt, to open higher, and to be a really big trade, especially considering the market that we've been in for the last week. Now, I'll say that on Thursday, I'll be maybe a little bit more cautious because I lost money today. But, you know, if I hadn't lost money today or whatever, the strategy today I would trade any other day. Really, I don't think there was any issue today. I think we just maybe a little bit of a slower market going into the holiday or something like that, but nothing I would really do that differently. So today's just kind of one of those days where I'm on the red side of the fence, and it's just, you just chalk it up to, all right, that's part of trading. My accuracy is between 65-70%. So today's just one of those days where, you know, I'm on the other side. So I'm just going to write this down in my calendar here, minus $2,896.24. One of the things that's interesting with trading, you know, if I had to stack up the $2,900, that would feel like a lot of money to be giving back to the market. You know, yesterday making $8,000, that's a pretty big stack of money to take out of the market. If it becomes this kind of thing where the amount of money made and lost, the numbers become so big, it's almost like pretend money. I mean, it's real money, but it just has this sort of like, for me at least, when you've made enough, you get this sort of detachment where it's like, okay, I'm down $2,800 today. And I'm not really thinking about how much money that really is. Or I'm up $8,000 yesterday, or I'm up $315,000 this year. I'm not really thinking about how much money that is in terms of what it could buy or what it would look like stacked up on a desk. I just kind of keep myself focused on the trades, trying to take good quality setups, trying to scalp the momentum, and the numbers are bigger because my share size is bigger. That's it. You know, if I get myself really hung up about how much $2,800 could buy, then I'm going to start scaring myself away from stepping up to the plate. And if I'm afraid to step up to the plate, I'm not going to have $29,000 green days like I had last month. I had two $29,000 days back to back, $58,000 in 2 days. Right? That's a crazy amount of money. And when if you really overthink it, you're going to scare yourself and start taking smaller and smaller size. So I just kind of try to compartmentalize that aspect. And today's a red day, whatever. It could be $280, it could be $28, it could be $2,800. Doesn't really matter. I'm going to make it back, you know, later in the week. And later in the week, I might have a $15,000 green day. And, you know, I'm not going to let it change my mentality. I'm not going to let it change my spending habits. I'm just, okay, that's that. And back to, you know, the drawing board, or, you know, back at it, you know, the next day. And nothing changes. So, you know, it's a funny thing. I know for me, when I first got started, it was very hard to detach the emotions from the money, because it's like every single trade just feels like, you know, you're making or losing money, and it can be stressful. But the longer you do it, the more that the trading account is just kind of like this thing that you do. And then, yeah, every couple of weeks you end up taking money out of it and dropping it in your bank account, and then it's real. But in the meantime, it's just kind of focusing on the pattern, scalping, and not getting too caught up in the numbers, whether they're going up or they're going down. Going down, obviously, those numbers are more painful to deal with, but going up can be tricky as well, because it can give you false senses of confidence. You might have made money because you got lucky. It may not have been because of accuracy or skill. It could have just been luck. And so if you have really big winners, it can make you complacent, it can make you sloppy. Losers can make you gun shy and timid, and then you miss the next big mover. So the best thing to do is to work on emotional conditioning, where you're basically conditioning yourself to not have emotional reactions when you lose money or even when you make money. So the best way to do that is to start with smaller size, share size. You know, if I was trading right now with 500 shares, it's like I could care less about the profits or the losses, because they would, relatively speaking, be so small. You know, if I traded right now with 50,000 shares, that for me would start to bring out emotions, because on a green day I might make 150,000, and on a red day I might lose 150,000, and that would be a lot of money. That would start getting emotional. So you start small, and then you keep adding share size, you know, as you to keep pushing your limits and pushing your limits. You know, until you get to where I'm at, which is trading between 15 and 20,000 shares and making anywhere from, you know, 30 to 40,000 on a good day to losing 15,000 on a bad day. And that's all just kind of normal for me at this point. I've, you know, conditioned myself to experience down $2,800 so many times that it doesn't mean anything anymore. Up 8,000, it doesn't mean anything anymore. The only time I get kind of whatever is if I'm at the extreme. So if I'm having a $30,000 to $40,000 green day, then I'm going to start to feel pretty excited. If I'm having a red day down more than 10 grand, you know, then I might start feeling a little bit bummed out and a little bit annoyed or frustrated. Everything in between is just kind of the noise. So You know, that helps you focus less on the money and more on the strategy, more on the patterns, and more on what you need to do to be successful, to really succeed at this. So, you know, like I said, yesterday was a great day, $1,000. Today's a little bit of a step back. So, you know, if yesterday was three steps forward, today is basically one step back. No big deal. It doesn't really matter that much. Markets close tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. We'll be back at it next week. You know, hopefully this hot streak continues. GBR, I want to say that we're probably going to be done with this one, with this big red day. I could be wrong. I mean, this one's faked me out a couple times. But with this kind of red day and the way it's just kind of like this, I feel like it's kind of done. And so now I'm thinking... And I mean, I'd love to know, you know, that's just such an incredible amount of selling pressure. It's really, really nuts. But anyways, I just haven't seen a stock drop that hard in a while. But in any case, I think probably going into the weekend, we'll be looking at, Thursday and Friday, we'll be looking at the next stocks to hit the scans. So, you know, whether it's a TGC type of stock, hits the scanner, takes off, these surprise moves seem to do pretty well. They kind of catch traders off guard, and we just sort of, you know, end up jumping right in. Yesterday, we were talking about that feeding frenzy mentality, where you see something moving in the water and you bite before you really think about it. And traders do that all the time. They see something starting to move and they jump, you know, and the stock may not have news. Well, you know, it may not have the best daily chart, but next thing you know, enough people have jumped that now the stock is going up. And so on TGC, initially, I wasn't going to be the first one to jump. I saw it at $1.01, and I thought, okay, I'm iffy on it. I don't know. $1.10, all right. Well, showing strength. $1.15, $1.18, all right. Okay, at this point, $1.20, $1.25, $1.30, all right. Now I'll take a stab. Clearly, it's taking off. Is there news? Does it make sense? Maybe not. But, you know, you can't apply logic as a day trader. Day traders were all about technicals. We're all about momentums. It might not make sense that this stock goes from $2 to $12, but if you are trying to make sense of it, you're just going to be sitting on the sidelines thinking instead of trading. So you trade the price action. You see the pullbacks, jump in on the pullbacks. You see the flag patterns, the dips to the moving averages. You know, those are entries, those are opportunities. When a stock goes from $2 to $12, that's an opportunity. So our job is to try to capitalize on it. And you know, in the last, let's see. So today's the first red day I've had since June 20th. So since June 20th, let's just see how much money I've made. Was this a red day? No, that was a green day. Going back. All right, there we go. So since June 20th, on June 20th, I lost $5,000. Between June 20th and yesterday, I made, I'm just looking at my doc here. Where's the 20th? There we go. What is going on? I gotta turn off this thing. Deactivate, all right, there we go. So, sorry, okay, on the 20th, I lost, $5,400, right? So I had a little bit of a red day there. Just trying to find the 20th on my, there it is, okay. So since then I made $52,000. So I lost 5,000, I made 52,000, and now today I just lost 3,000. So let's keep it in perspective, right? Keep it in perspective, if you multiply the steps by the thousands, it's 52 steps up and three steps back. So I'm okay with 52 steps up and three steps back. I can handle that. It's not a big deal. So I'm going to go into the holiday here, 4th of July, feeling good. Momentum is on my side, making some good money. And, hopefully July is a strong month. Hopefully we see things, pick up on Thursday and Friday. And next week we see continued strong momentum. I would love for this to be a $40,000 to $50,000 month. Right now, for me to hit my target of $665,000 this year, I need to average about $3,000 per day. You know, and so I've got my work set out for me. I mean, it's, I'm $340,000 off my goal. So let's just do the math here. 345,000 divided by 6 months, that's 57,000 a month. I mean, that's a steep ask, but this year I did 117,000 in January, made 74,000 in May. You know, I mean, I've had some good months. I think it can be done. And even if I have a couple of slow months, maybe July is slow, maybe August is slow, maybe September is slow, but then if I have another $120,000 a month, you know, that's gonna right away bring up all the averages. So that's kind of the thing. You know, when the market's hot, pedal to the metal, I'm gonna get aggressive. When the market's slow, I gotta scale back. Connor, good question. So the share size for me where I would start to feel uncomfortable is more than 20,000 shares at this point for where I'm at right now. In 3 months, in 4 months, you might hear me taking 22 or 25,000 shares. Even 3 months ago, 15,000 was pretty much my top. Occasionally I'd be a little more than that, but very rarely, you know? And now I'm seeing 15 to 17 to 20,000 shares on a pretty regular basis. So, because we've been in a hot market. I'm not gonna trade that way in a slow market, but in a hot market, 17,000 to 18, 20,000 is not making me as uncomfortable as it was. So that's good, I gotta keep pushing my limits. If I wanna have a six-figure day, you know, one day where I make more than $100,000, you know, I need to be able to trade and feel comfortable trading with 30,000 shares. I get a 30,000 share position, stock squeezes up 3 points, that's 90,000 bucks. You know, that's what I need. I'm not gonna get a $100,000 day with a $5,000 position, 5,000 share positions. That's just not gonna happen. The math just doesn't work out. So I need to keep amping up my share size and you know, being aggressive when the market's hot. So last November, we had some incredible momentum. It was a great month for me with $82,000 of profit. The November before that, we had DRYS, which went bananas from whatever, $5 to $115. So I have high hopes for November, December, and January. Those are my 3 months where I statistically make the most. But, you know, between now and then, anything I can make is icing on the cake. It'll just put me in that much of a better position come November and December. I don't want to still need to make $200,000 at the end of October in order to hit my $660,000 goal. But, you know, at the same time, if I do, I do. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. $665,000 is a lot of money. It's in the top 1% income bracket. So, you know, it's whether it's 550 or 650 or whatever, this is all really pretty silly stuff to worry about. But anyways, that's where we're at. So remember, guys, this today is market closes early. Tomorrow, the market is closed for the 4th of July. So all of you guys watching on YouTube, on Facebook, come check us out over Warrior Trading. We're hosting our 4th of July specials. 4th of July, it's time to think about freedom and independence. Those are the two big values that made me want to become a trader. The freedom of never having to work a 9-to-5 job again. It has been almost a decade since I had a boss. I've been my own boss for almost the last 10 years, and you know, I haven't looked back. Even though the first 3 years were pretty tough, you know, once I got over the hump, it's been smooth sailing, and I absolutely love it. And I want to help as many of you guys as possible make that transition where you become your own boss, where you're trading you know, for 1-2 hours a day, hitting your daily goals, and then doing the things you love. Spending time with your family, building other businesses, whatever it is. So, you know, today's not maybe the best reflection of that freedom, but this week I'm still up about $4,000, which is pretty good considering it's only Tuesday. And we've still got 2 days left in the week. All right, so life is good, and I want you guys to get on the other side. You know, there's a whole community, hundreds of thousands of traders doing this every single day, coming into the market every morning to capitalize on these opportunities. Every single day, there's a stock that moves 20 to 30%. That's opportunity. So every day that you're not in the market, you're missing this opportunity, this freedom, this independence that comes with being a trader. So I want you guys to come over to Warrior Trading and become part of the family. All right. So anyways, that's it for me. I'll go on Facebook Live or maybe YouTube Live maybe sometime tomorrow just to say hello to everyone and hang out for a little bit. But I'll let you guys go for now, and we'll be back at it first thing Thursday morning, 9:15 for pre-market analysis. All right, I'll see you guys all Thursday morning. Have a great 4th of July. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.